The Athenians, a wonderful story. Sent to the Spartans that said, hurry up, come help us, come help us. They're here. Sent a messenger with the name, it's differently given, of Philippides and Pheidippides. This still staggers me. A professional courier. This is Greece, and it's not winter. It's hot. A guy runs 75 miles, a triple marathon, over mountains no less, in 2 days. To Sparta says, help, 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 give us help. The Spartan said, well, we got to wait till the moon's in the right position. We don't want to come at an inauspicious time, but don't worry, we'll be right there. He turns around, runs back in 2 days. Now we have done 4 marathons or 5 marathons or 6 marathons in 4 days, runs back to Athens, tells them the Spartans can't come, but they'll be there. They go out and fight the battle and win, outnumbered in this instance only 2 or 3 to 1, but win against expectation at Marathon. And according to some accounts, not really Herodotus, but according to legend, the same runner runs home to Athens, where he stumbles into the marketplace, the Agora, and says, Kairete, Nikomen, rejoice, we conquer, and drops dead. Meanwhile, when the moon is right, the Spartans do appear, ready to do battle, but the battle's already taken place. They're duly impressed, though, when they march the extra 26 miles out to check out the battlefield, shake hands with the Athenians, tell them it was nice work, and go home. 10 years later, the Persians come again and in force. They had accounts vary somewhere in the neighborhood, we'll say, of 25,000 people in the Marathon edition. Herodotus says they had more than 1 million in the second edition. People find that hard to believe. How could he possibly, Xerxes, the then ruler of Persia, how could he possibly feed that many people? But it was tons. It was gigantic. It was an army that, so Herodotus says, drank the rivers dry on the way. It was terrifying. And to hold them off, there are only so many places in Greece you can hold them off. What they decided to do at first, before they got down to Athens or Sparta, was holding them off at a very narrow pass called Thermopylae. It means hot gates. Because there were springs there. At its narrowest point, it is not much wider than an ordinary roadway. And a small contingent went there to hold them off in what would at least be a delaying action. For 3 days, this small contingent, led by 300 Spartans and one of the 2 Spartan kings, the Spartans always had 2 kings, this one was named Leonidas, for 3 days, this very small contingent held off the Persians, to the astonishment of Xerxes, their leader, who was literally physically watching from above, on the cliffs above. Then a local turned traitor and told the Persians about a route through the mountains that would enable them to surround the Greek defenders. The Greeks found out. Leonidas sent all but his 300 Spartans home. And there were a few, as it happens, thespian volunteers, not actors, but people from the city of Thespis who joined the crowd. And they fought to the death, to the last man, killing, according to the accounts, something like 15 to 20 Persians for every one of them who went down. Why? Partly to suggest that Sparta's commitment, despite their late arrival at Marathon, was total, that they were in this game the whole way, that they were not going to retreat to Sparta, which is in the Peloponnese, very, very nearly an island. Instead, they were going to defend Greece insofar as they could the whole way. Their epitaph has remained famous ever since, nicely translated into English by Stephen Pressfield. Tell the Spartans, stranger passing by, that here, obedient to their laws, we lie.